Just got done with a good practice. I'll open it up.
How concerned are you about your defensive end situation?
Yeah, well, we got to be concerned. I mean, our two top guys are ailing a little bit, but this is the NFL. Guys are going to get hurt, so we got to have other people step up.
What have you seen from your other defensive ends so far this year? I mean, they've had some opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and we got him in there in these games because we were trying to take the plays off of OV and JPP. You know, some solid play. Some guys do need to play better. I think we all need to do that. Everybody needs to play better and coach better. But whoever's in there has got to get it done. We need to do a little bit better job. So we'll see who ends up playing there on Sunday.
Would you use Kennard maybe more defensive
end? When you really say that, you're talking about like first and second down. He plays some of that in our sub packages now, so that wouldn't really change. When you ask that question, you're really talking about base defense. I don't know that. I think sometimes, you know, he does a pretty good job as the Sam in base defense, and I wouldn't want to weaken one spot to try to strengthen another. So the guys that we have playing defensive end will be the guys that will play.
When you say Avery Moss could dress as
you? I don't like to do that on a Thursday. But I would say this, Kim, we have to prepare if we don't have them. I'm hopeful that we get both, or if not both, at least one.
Is it possible Avery Moss could dress this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that's a distinct possibility, yeah.
How has he performed to increase?
You know what, I will say this, must have been last week. There's a number of times during the meetings after practice that I will put things on that I see guys doing really good. It might be an individual drill, it might be, you know, Ross Cockle had a one-on-one where he got an interception. I show the whole team that. In the past 2 weeks, Avery has showed up on those tapes. So what I'm saying to you is he's done some things, he's progressed, and I think he's gotten better as a football player. Now, he hasn't been in a game yet, regular season, so we'll see what happens. But I do think he has gotten better as a player.
Steve, we've heard often, you know, when teams are struggling, they say we got to simplify.
Yeah.
Get back to basic simplify. Now, I don't think you're throwing everything out.
No.
So what does that mean to you as a defensive coordinator? We're going
to
simplify.
I feel you. To me, defensive football, when it's simplified, is simply running to the football and tackling. Running to the football and tackling. Now, tackling takes a little bit of talent. But running to the football, being 11, getting there, being hungry and aggressive, that doesn't. That's just desire. So to me, that would be the simplifying part.
So is there anything you take out, though? Do you strip some stuff?
We did a little bit. But we did that 2 weeks ago. We did do that 2 weeks ago. It's kind of been getting chopped down. And quite honestly, what we've been doing in the last 4 weeks is the same. There may be a wrinkle here or there, but I would venture to say 85% of what we do is the same every week. We just got to get better at doing it.
Steve, when we look at your run defense, I mean, Hankins is the only guy really missing.
Yeah.
Last year. I mean, did we underestimate?
It's a little befuddling, isn't it? Yeah. It can't be one player. I mean, I wouldn't. Hank's a good football player, but I mean, one player doesn't make or break a run defense. It's 11 guys, in my opinion. It begins up front. In our situation, it's four because we're a four down front. Three linebackers behind it, or two, depending on what we're in. And it has to start there. And everybody else have to make plays on the back end. The ones that skew things a lot, and it's always this way when you start looking at stats, is the explosive plays. And it only takes one or two explosive runs to all of a sudden make the stats look as crappy as they look right now. There are still plenty of good run defensive plays, but in this league, you know, you give up explosive plays, it ends up turning into points, and we can't afford to be giving up points.
How do you evaluate Landon's play so far? He set the bar so high last year, a lot of attack plays.
Yeah, the expectations were certainly higher. I think you should ask him, but from my opinion, because we talk about it, he's been solid. I think he and I both want him to be better. I think he will be better. He works at it every day. He doesn't flinch in terms of passion and hunger and how he works at it. The one thing I do talk to him about is don't press, you know, let the game come to you. And there might have been a little bit of that early.
The missed tackles, first of all, I imagine they keep you up at night. But I'm also curious how you explain them being almost an epidemic.
It's
not like one guy is doing it to get him out.
It's a little bit of a disease. I was very, very disappointed in our tackling this past game, and it's been like that the last three. But the guys know that I'm not a believer in block tackling. That we believe in, when you try to get a guy on the ground by just blocking them. We believe in wrap tackling. It's the, you see us every day. It's called the tackle ring, and it makes you wrap, and that's the reason for it. And when you don't go out there and do that, that's disappointing to me. The guys know I feel that way. And they have responded greatly out here on the field. Now, we can't do that here because we don't tackle people. That's what's kind of a lost art in this game right now. But we got to find a way to make sure that we tackle better or the defense won't change.
TRC did that once, didn't you?
There was a number of guys. Yeah, there were a number of guys that did it. And they would tell you. They know. Look, they know. And I have all the faith in the world that they'll get it ironed out and squared away.
Why did you let the guys run the film review? What was your thinking behind that and sort of?
Well, it's just like I told them. I told them what I saw on film. I shared that with them. But I said, and I told them how I felt we could fix it, and I was willing to do anything to fix it. But it wasn't, the important thing wasn't what I saw or what I was willing to do. It was what they saw and what they were willing to do. And the only way I knew whether we were on the same page or not was to let them run it and hear what they said. And it was a great meeting, and I think we got a lot out of it.
What did you take from it?
Exactly that, that I know that they see things exactly like I do, which is a good thing. That's a good thing. I took it as a positive.
You ever do that before?
In different ways. It's not a bad idea to change it up once in a while anyway. They get sick of me talking. I'd get sick of me talking, you know. I mean, look, that's human nature, right? The same person telling you over and over, you know. So I think sometimes it's good to change.
How surprised were you how honest they were, though?
It was great. I wasn't that surprised, because I know we got those kind of men. What's that?
You expected that, I said?
Yeah, because I think I believe in the men we have and the character they have. I think they're accountable guys, you know. And it was good. I hope it pays off. We don't know that. Yeah, still got to show up on Sunday and play.
You said the block tackles, is that an effort thing? It seems like
no. It's not an effort. It's just a technique thing. In my opinion, it's just a technique.
Can it be guys trying to make big plays as opposed to being
It's a good point. And that's a good point. And I think there is a little bit of that. And look, you know, that we allow them. I mean, allow is not a good word. But I can see it on the sideline, you know, because you knock a guy out. But for the most part, running backs in this league, wide receivers in this league, if you don't wrap, they're getting extra yardage. It leads to the leaky yardage. And look, our guys understand that. I just wish we could do it for real in practice. But it doesn't make a lot of sense right now. So.
One more. What's your take on Eli Apple? Games.
You know, look, Eli's had some up and down plays. I say it all the time. There's plays in there that people probably don't notice that he does real well. And he knows on the ones that, you know, they get a big play on, he's got to play better. You know, that's the life of a corner in the NFL, really.